Hi, I'm Tam.
And I'm Eternally Mortal.
And this is the Hidden Egg Podcast, where we talk about vulnerability.
And stuff. And things.
Yep, that was it. Oh, I have things. That's right. I have things. I forgot.
This is a whole thing.
Yeah. I always forget. And this is where we also typically talk about articles on Medium.com, but today's episode is different. Sort of. Today's episode is technically episode 10, the special episode of season 4, and this week's theme is rescue stuff, rescue animals, and it's YouTube channels.
Yep, absolutely. Welcome to the Between the Seasons episode, the special Hidden Egg, I think the Hidden Egg's first special episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're going to be reacting to some YouTube channels. I hope this isn't any spoilers, but if I remember correctly, these are YouTube channels that are dedicated to helping rescue animals.
Yeah.
Rescue, like, dogs and cats and maybe other stuff,
too. Yes, yes. There are other
We're going to react to them, and I am coming in blind. I was supposed to check out some of these YouTube channels, because deep-diving YouTube channels is something that I enjoy doing. But I forgot.
I was going to look for specific, like, videos to see what we wanted to watch, but, like, I didn't do that either.
So we're just going to wing it.
We're just going to wing it, yeah.
I love it. Back to the roots of Hidden Egg.
Yeah.
But before we do that, we do have some shout-outs.
Yes, two articles, both of them from Ute Lepperts. They were amazing. She sent them in through the email that I sent in that one article. You remember that one article where I was like, hey, give me your stories. And she was like, here's some stories. And she sent us, technically she gave three, but we had already used one.
Okay.
That was the Ode to Layla, if you remember that one. That was the bird.
Yeah.
And we had already did that one. So the other two were the Golden Door, which was amazing. Do you remember that one? What it was about?
Yeah, that was the one about her dad, right?
Yeah, that was the one about her dad on his kind of deathbed, really. And honestly, I don't know how you felt about it, but, like, the comment that I left on there was, like, when I was younger, I used to think that, like, in order to have that peaceful time as adults with your adult parents, that, like, all the problems that happened in your youth had to be resolved. Like, you had to confront that stuff and come to some resolution about it. I don't feel that way anymore. Like, that's ideal, and if you can, that's wonderful. But as an adult, I now understand it's my responsibility to make peace with what happened to me, despite the fact that they may never be able to confront how those things affected me. And that doesn't mean that I can't have some kind of peace and loving relationship with my family.
Right.
And that's kind of what her story evoked for me, was that she had had a hard time in childhood with her parents, and then when they got old enough that, like, they're staring at death's door, that was the time where they didn't have a lot of impetus to resolve all the sore spots, but they wanted to, you know, just kind of pick up from here, and they were better people to her. And
yeah.
She was able to take advantage of that.
Because that's the thing. You were talking about how you're learning, you know, to kind of deal with what happened in the past internally to be able to, you know, move on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And be able to experience the present. That only works if both parties do it. And mm-hmm. This article showed such a wonderful example of both parties making that attempt. I'm sure that there were some tense moments that happened. There was hours spent But I'm sure that there were some tense moments that happened here or there. But, you know, to have such an overwhelmingly positive experience is amazing. My own father tried to visit his estranged dad on the deathbed, and that led to almost nothing. Nothing in the way of emotions. And so, and I feel like I feel like I've heard stories from people that have tried to connect at the end of life with their parents at their end of their lives, and that went horribly. All of the same pain and anger and disappointment just came shining through in those last moments as well, and it was terrible. And so knowing that this has happened to a person that we're aware of gives me so much hope that people can really try to meet each other in a certain regard. And I love that.
Yeah.
It brought me, like I told you earlier, it brought me to tears.
Yeah. I teared up a little bit too, but not half as much as I did with the other story. The other shout out, which is Grace in the Soup Kitchen and the Parking Lot, which is exactly what it sounds like. She took these little snippets of interaction she had with homeless people in her area, and it just, I don't know, it just, like, she brought them to life in these very short, brief encounters. And I was tearing up. Just,
it was
hardcore
beautiful, because she's talking about a group of people that many members of that group feel dehumanized. And I don't just mean that, like, they're getting dehumanized by others. Like, they feel like they've lost bits of their humanity.
Yeah.
Because they're so ignored. They're so outside and cast out. And people are taught to look at the homeless negatively.
Well, I think she mentioned one of them had, like, Parkinson's and couldn't even feed himself.
Yeah.
And so they haven't just, like, lost their humanity. Some of them have lost their ability to function.
Exactly.
And
a lot of them at times.
Yeah, that, on, like, having one or the other is terrible, you know, having Parkinson's, but having a family that loves you and cares for you and a home to go to, like, that makes it a little bit easier. Being homeless sucks, but having the ability to, you know, use your hands and take care of yourself is something. But, like, having both?
Right.
That broke my heart.
Yeah, it's rough, because humans are so resilient in a lot of regards, you know? Like, there have been generations of people that lived in absolutely horrid conditions that we would never be able to even fathom at this time. But they not only lived through it, but they still had moments of joy within it, you know? So humans are resilient. But there's only so much that you can live through. There's people that are happy being homeless. Not a lot, but there's a few. And there's people that have Parkinson's and can be happy. Having both of them is so much. It's just so much to take. I can't imagine it myself. The fact that our author, Ute, was personally humanizing these people was so touching.
Yeah, she usually talks about animals and gives a voice to them, but this time, the two articles that she had to give me were both about, well, it was about the human experience, which, I mean, if you out there have read any of her stuff in regards to animals, she is just as compassionate with humans.
Absolutely. I'm inspired, honestly. I might go look up, like, soup kitchens in the area and see if I can actually donate my time to that. Not that I have any time, but we'll see.
Aw, that sounds amazing. Okay, we're going to...
One more thing about this article.
Yeah?
It started with vulnerability immediately. Ute started out this article genuinely admitting to everyone at large that, like, you know, she has felt negative feelings towards homeless people. There is a societal pressure to do so, and it certainly has affected her, and I'll totally admit it certainly affected me as well. There's an intersection that I drive by every day on the way home that has homeless people that are
I know asking. The one.
And I am torn most days between compassion and the inability to feel like I can help, and the helplessness to make the situation better. And so I just feel like a piece of shit almost every time.
Yeah, and I remember in this article she actually mentioned like there's some amount of almost anger that she has with these people because there's animals that are out in the weather and not getting fed enough because of their owners being homeless, and she's, you know, really like, you're not taking care of these animals.
Right.
But it is a delicate situation because those animals are sometimes the only things those people have, and they're doing the best they can, and she recognized that too.
Yeah. I saw this really cute YouTube short about a homeless man that could that trained mice. I mean, it was a YouTube short, so it could have been staged or fake, but, you know, it was really interesting.
On that note, there were a lot of, like, I tried to find more than just the three channels that I knew were legit, but, like, trying to search for rescued animals is a minefield. Most of those videos are probably staged, and you can tell because their videos are all eye grabbers. They're all tragedies. They all have big events about, like, this dog was sitting on a train platform for hours waiting for its, or for days waiting for its master to come back. We found this cat, you know, shoved into a culvert. It's always something extreme.
And
yeah, they're all jumping the shark. Whereas the videos that I found, they do have a bit of production value to them sometimes. But they, a lot of their videos are actually just like, hey, you remember this cat that we saved back in, this is how it's doing now.
Aw, that's cute. I love update videos like that.
And they're following the journeys of those animals. Or they have links to, if you want to adopt this dog, here's where, you know, go to this link and you can get straight to this dog's adoption page and set that up. Like, that's what they're about. They're about informing the public about animals that need adoption, or there's one that's technically a nature reserve. So maybe that's more just informational, but yeah.
Welcome in, Surge. Hiya, buddy.
Oh, hey. Hi, Surge. What a great time. So you ready to jump into the first one?
Yeah, let's do it.
So
I got the big screen up so I can actually see really well.
Oh, cool. The first one was, hello? There we go.
Have you ever thought?
This is actually what inspired this episode, because I kept seeing his videos in the YouTube shorts, and then I was like, I want to go see the full video and then watch what happened and everything. So I don't know what video you want to check out. They're all really long, so we won't watch the whole thing.
Scroll up a little bit, because, I was going to direct you on this sort of stuff. Could you give me the... Oh, there's no, like, info. Oh, hit the more button at the top. I want to read that little top bit real quick.
it's a lot. You want me to read it?
Sure.
Rocky Kanata, Sitting with Dogs, highlights some of the best shelter dogs in the world that just need their story told. It doesn't matter if it's a shut-down dog that needs to be told they're a good girl, or a dog that is growling at Rocky Kanata. He wants to spend time with them to see if he can show them comfort and assure them the situation they are in isn't their fault.
Perfect. Rocky, we can stop right there. Oh. Yeah. Love it. Okay, close that.
Okay.
Go to videos.
Go to videos.
Yeah, go ahead.
His whole thing is really just that he wants to reacclimate them to being around humans and to know that humans can be good.
Okay. Let me just look at these first 12. Ungrateful boy doesn't want used dog. What happens is interesting. That's only an 8-minute video. Have you seen a bunch of his videos?
I've seen, I don't know about a bunch, but I've seen enough to know that these might be kind of like catchy, but they're not. When you get into the video, it's a lot more boring than it would suggest.
Sure,
but it's
I understand
also
that.
Like there's so many feels. You can feel the energy of what's happening between him and the dog.
Right on. And looking at these little videos right here, do you feel like you would understand just looking at the thumbnail, like the format of what you're going to see in the video? Do they look recognizable to you?
I think I've actually seen this one.
Okay.
You
know what? Actually, let's start with the... No, let's not start with that one. That's ridiculous.
I might have seen that one, too. The one's on his latest... Or maybe it was the home. Stop it. Don't want it. Yeah, this one, I really liked this one. And then I'm pretty sure I've seen that one as well. So
let's see that middle one then.
This one?
Yeah, let's hit it. And we're only going to watch a bit, right?
Like, yeah, we're about to meet one of the more unique
dogs that I've had an opportunity to share with all of you. And I almost forget you're with me that I'm filming because I do some really strange things here because I suspect something. So just stick with me for a minute.
He does do some weird stuff. Aww.
What's up?
The poor dog's blind.
Oh.
Couldn't follow his finger. It's deaf too, not hearing any of that. Might feel it? I don't know.
So guys, I think there is something with her we're going to explore together because her behavior is very odd. And I think I know what's going on here. A couple of things that are actually going on. You might be able to tell if you're a dog owner or had any experience with dogs.
You can probably see
right off the bat.
His videos aren't like...
I don't think I need my lead. I forgot to bring my lead.
Keeping
in
you
here,
on the seat of your pants.
Which is kind of the leash I usually carry. I have treats in my pocket, which I think are going to be really helpful. Look. Yep, as I suspected. So I think she's blind, guys.
Oh my god, my puppy.
You found me.
Yeah. So with her, oh, buddy.
I'm pretty sure she's blind. And there's something else that I think is going on here. I think she's deaf, too. She found my treats. Which would make sense, right? Because her sniffer is so on point. It's the only thing she's got.
Yeah.
Hi.
Right.
So we're going to use a lot of touch. Okay.
So this
okay,
is...
Okay. Hi. Oh, yeah. Oh.
This is one that's actually a lot more domesticated than some of the ones that I've seen him sit with where they're like... They're afraid. Because they came from a situation where they were starved or they were beaten or, you know, and some of the dogs, like the shelters aren't really sure that the dogs will be adoptable.
Sure.
And so he sits with them to give the shelter an idea of whether or not this dog can be rehabilitated.
God, that's such a, I would love to do, that sounds amazing.
I would love
to do something like that. And this guy, you can already feel his compassion so easily, so quickly. He's obviously got a lot of experience with dogs. But as soon as this dog kind of realizes his presence and the fact that he wants
to hang out.
So incredibly happy. But also, you know, the only way that this dog senses the world is through touch and smell. So as soon as to show happiness, it's touch, I assume.
Yeah, I assume.
And yeah, I was actually just about to ask you to just pick a random spot in the middle and let it play from there.
This one seems like the most replayed. So. Yeah, most replayed. So I figured.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I'd do that one.
Story in the past, but she's really sweet. Now I want to show you how I know she's deaf. Or I think she's deaf. Watch. Any normal dog would look at that. And she doesn't know where my voice is at. She only knows where to smell me. I'm over here. She's smelling. See how she's smelling me? And when I'm talking, she's not listening. She's sniffing. Hi, okay. That's okay. All right, the scoop.
There we go. You need the scoop more than any dog I've probably met in a long time.
This is really important for a dog like this because, you know, in an environment like a shelter where they don't know where they're at or what's going on, having an embrace like this so they get a moment of just safety and comfort is really relaxing for them and therapeutic.
Yeah, so he does that too.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
He explains different things, like when he gets into the pen with a dog that's really afraid, he'll like point out how he knows the dog is afraid, how he's handling himself around the dog, like kind of letting you know that if you're going to do anything like this, this is why he's doing what he's doing. It's really educational for if you have a dog, and it's also really educational for if you're looking for a dog. These are dogs that like you can go find and adopt right. them, or Understood. Just to look for in your own adoption agency and determine for yourself.
In case you were also so distracted by the cute dog and cute man cuddling the dog that you missed Sturge's little
I just additions. Read it.
Thank you, Sturge. We appreciate thank you, that. Sturge. Sorry for our delay.
So this is the guy that like I really just wanted to do an episode kind of putting it out there because he's obviously got enough subscribers that he doesn't need my help. But I don't know that everybody knows about him, so the people that we know might benefit from knowing this channel.
Right, absolutely. We're going to check out a couple of channels, right?
Yeah, there's two other ones.
Okay, well, this was good. I thought maybe we'd check out a few more videos in little bits, but we can potentially do that for future ones. But this guy is... so charismatic.
I mean, we can look at other ones. Do you want me to show you? Let's do this one with Honey, which obviously the thumbnail, her eyes were changed a bit.
So yeah, so I saw you coming in, and I got distracted by nervous Nelly over here.
Let's go over here.
And I still think you're a good girl. Sometimes we're not always on our best behavior, but that doesn't mean we're taken out with the trash. I love you. You are a good dog. You know that? And you're worth it. And you are valuable.
Isn't
and you
that
have the
adorable?
Cutest little white paws. Oh, did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's almost like it was too much, too. She, like, took it in for a minute and felt it, and then there's just too much.
So, like, this one, he kept trying to hand her... Oh, he's about to do it. He kept trying to hand her food, and, like... I don't know. I'll just let you watch.
I don't think that's going to happen. Okay. I'm going to try something. I don't know if this will work, but I just want to try to get her out of that corner and out of that state. And I want to keep putting... I don't want to scoot back anymore and put any pressure on her. So I'm going to try to just create a little movement here. Hi. Is that okay? She's got a collar, so she knows... and a leash, so she likely knows what walks are. And so sometimes we're just gonna walk around a little bit in here. It's not the best, right? But we don't know if she's ready for
like
a walk outside yet. There are cars, there are dogs. And she may not be ready for that. So we're just gonna kind of mimic it a little bit and create some movement in here. Okay, you like my blank?
I think early in, when he asked like how long she had been there, I think he thought that this was like her first day by the way she was reacting. But I think she's actually been there for like a week. Which he immediately was like, oh, that's a bad sign, because like being in there, they only get like 2 weeks before the shelter has to make a determination on whether or not this dog can be rehabilitated and then rehomed. And right. if they don't show any signs of being able to be personable with human beings, they end up on the chopping block. Like literally it's life or death for them. And so him coming in and working with this dog specifically literally saved her life.
Yeah, I bet.
And they named, like, the previous owner named her Venom.
Ugh.
And so he renamed her Honey because he's like, this is not a Venom. Like, you name a pit bull or something Venom. You name a dog that has, like, anger management issues, or maybe they're a little bit annoying. You name that Venom. You don't name this sweet little girl Venom. That just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, and this girl was so sweet. But yeah, I get it. We can move on to the next video, next channel, okay, if you'd like to. Okay. But this is delightful. I love this guy.
So I didn't really know what order to put them in. Do you want to see the cats next, or do you want to see the wild card next?
Let's save wild card for the end of it. All let's right. go with cats next.
We'll go with Tabby Tails Cat Rescue. I think this is an actual rescue place. Sturge agrees with the cats, by the way. I'm pretty sure that they actually house the cats, whereas the other one, Kanaka, he doesn't actually like house the dogs. He goes to places. So this is them like finding the rescues, being told, hey, there's a cat in this place, and then them go rescue those, but also them just showing off the cats in their place.
Okay. What I would like to do with this is be able to check out three different videos. I want to check out the most popular video, I want to check out the first video, and I want to check out one that we choose. Okay. So I just want to pop in the popular and hit it, and let's watch it for 30 seconds, skip ahead a few minutes, and watch another 30 seconds or so.
I just picked up another emergency case, and oddly enough, this cat came from the exact same spot. Like, same exact spot that Azul was at. She's also old and kind of smelly. Very skinny. God, it's sweet. Sorry, dude. You're gonna get bad. You're gonna get bad. It's gonna happen, old lady. Oh, yeah.
Aww. The one. Oh, yeah. I remember bathing our cats.
Yeah, it's never a fun time. It's hard to give them a bath compassionately.
Not going nowhere. It's not happening.
All right, we'll skip ahead a little bit.
Fleas, but it like knocks them out.
Oh, look at all that flea dust.
They leave them in the drain, and they stay in your bathtub. It will actually wake up and leave after the time. So it doesn't fully kill them, but it does a number on them.
Go ahead, yeah.
Especially with a combination of not being as a Azul.
So I guess their most popular video is just a flea bath. Oh no!
Seems like it. All a slippery kitty now. Slippery kitty now. Yeah. Interesting. Okay. It looks like it's just a flea bath. So that's the most popular video on her channel. That's probably not the video that she wants to be the most popular.
Yeah, probably not.
Almost always the case for YouTubers. I'd like to see the first video that she released.
Oldest. So okay. I guess this one?
Yeah, it's a real short one too.
Oh, Nelly, you're so loud. Hi.
And you can tell this is a legit rescue place because look at how many black cats there are. If there were fewer black cats, I would question whether this was a real cat rescue place. But black cats are the hardest to adopt out, and silver tabbies I think are some of the most common breeds, so those are going to be pretty much in every rescue facility. Those are going to be the most popular, the most not popular but the most likely,
most common.
Yeah
What? Though we have an orange boy.
Hi. Yeah, there was,
we got here. Hi,
and then there's a couple of calicos too.
Oh, I love kitties so much. I want to just, like, hang out with all of them.
I know, right?
I wouldn't even be able to tell some of them apart, and I would still...
Hi.
Yeah, calicos are female. That's so true.
Sometimes they're not. It's really rare, but there is the potential for a male to be a calico.
Sure. I had not heard that yet. I haven't looked that up.
It's really, really rare, and it takes a specific genetic mutation to happen. Gotcha. And technically, I think those are XXYs.
Or girl. Either way.
Big kid.
They all hungry. Oh.
Okay, we can go ahead and end this video, but this is adorable and I love it so much.
Yeah, I feel like that should be the most popular.
I know, right?
Because
the first video she released too.
Because
so
it gives you like this first person perspective of just being surrounded by all these cats. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. Okay.
So let's scroll down a little bit. Let's just scroll down from here. Oh, there's some shorts. That's interesting. It's a lot of rescue update, rescue vlog, 3 years ago, rescued Pumpy Mill Dog. Yeah, just go to videos.
Yeah, so, okay. I was a little worried that maybe she wasn't uploading all that often, but it was a month ago. That's not too bad.
She's only done two videos this year.
Yeah, so she's not super on it like the Sitting with Dogs guy is, but, you know, maybe she's got stuff to do. It seems like she does actually try to help rescue and rehome these animals, so...
Let's go to this rescue update number one, 2020.
Where's that at?
The fifth video, or the second from the top. Yeah, let's check out some of the vlog, see what she has to say. Can you turn the volume up a little bit?
TikTok doesn't really give me enough time in the 60 seconds to update everything that I wanted to update. So I think now I'm going to start doing a kind of a vlog here on YouTube. Hopefully weekly.
Oh, her stuff may be more proliferate on TikTok then.
Basically on just everything that's going on here in the rescue, because I get asked questions on updates on this cat or this cat, and I don't have really enough time to... in videos to explain everything, and sometimes I just get overlooked, and this just seems like an easier way to do it. So, general update, everybody is doing fairly good. All the
cats, pretty long video.
Kentucky are acclimating well.
Get us a spot like two-thirds of the way through and just hit it for a few seconds. Two-thirds of the way through.
Healthy.
And just let it play for a second.
Kind of one of those things where it's like not unexpected death, if that makes sense. So back on to good news. Hermione is doing good. She has bitten me a couple of times, but most of the time was my error. The first time that she got me really bad.
Okay, that's cool. You can stop it there.
It sounds like she might be an unofficial cat rescue, that like she might kind of do this in her home.
Oh, Ben's here.
Or something. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Ben. Welcome to Boobs. No, but not really. But yeah, welcome in, Ben. It's good to see you. Thanks, Sturge. That's so true, Sturge. Sturge said the YouTubers who can do it all the time aren't doing a great job if they have time to upload all the time. Yeah.
Right. Well,
why the first one we looked at wasn't really doing... The first one we looked at wasn't really, you know, going out and rescuing. It was, you know, helping out places to get dogs that seemed difficult to open up a little bit. It seemed like that was the point, at least to me. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'll be honest, I hadn't actually, like, watched any of these videos. So
okay.
I wasn't 100% sure, but I was like, okay, this, when I look at her page, this doesn't seem like... It doesn't seem clickbaity. It doesn't seem like trying to jump the shark with every video. So it's probably legit. I assume that she's trying her best to do it on her own. I don't think she has like a crew, or, you know, it seems like it's her. Like she's the operation.
It seems like it, yeah. Well, I am ready for your wild card if you'd like
okay.
to continue.
So this one's fun. I came across this at random. And this guy kind of reminds me of you.
What?
Yeah.
That's wild.
So this was the video that I watched because, like, that egg looked beautiful.
It is a beautiful egg.
And I didn't even think it was real. I thought this was clickbait. So I was like, no, that's not really an egg. He's clickbaiting me.
That's an avocado, clearly.
Right, like, I'm like, that's an avocado. That's not an egg. That's not what eggs look like. It is, actually. Do you know what kind of egg that... Do you want to know what kind of egg that is?
Sure.
Emu.
Oh.
Emus lay these beautiful greenish eggs.
It's beautiful, really.
Anyway, so the same test that we do for eggs.
Right.
An avocado. And he has three of them. So then he goes through this 15-minute video.
Some Game of Thrones-ass shit right there.
I'm going to turn this down. He weighs each one of them and takes the measurements because, you know, that's what's going to happen.
Right.
They're going to... I don't remember what happened, but egg three had some, like, difficulties, and he was, like, really worried about it. Oh, yeah, that's right, because they lose humidity, and so they lose weight from doing that. So he had to isolate one of the eggs. And, like, in here somewhere it explains, like, keeping them next to each other let them kind of hear each other. And the separation was a little bit like, we don't know how that's going to work out when they hatch, but it's necessary because it's losing too much humidity.
Sturge with the real questions.
I can't see it. At some point, he starts, like, talking to them.
Interesting. There's a lot of data in here.
Yeah,
but, we don't need to see the whole video, but
no, I'm looking for the part. Oh, that's what he does. He whistles to them. Because they're about to hatch. This is him trying to whistle to encourage them to hatch. And he had been doing that through their incubation too, so that when they come out and he does the noise, they associate that with the parent because he, you know, he's been there.
Right.
Even when they were in the egg. Look at that face. That just doesn't that remind it just reminds me so much of you.
Aw. Is that what I look like sometimes?
Sometimes.
Interesting.
This video made me think that maybe you might one day want to incubate an egg and raise some kind of bird.
Maybe
not emu. They're kind of rough.
Kind of expensive.
That too.
Okay. We can probably leave it there. We don't need to get to the climax of this video. If you want to play one more clip, we can.
I want to get to the part where they're little babies.
Oh. Also, the thing that Serge said that's so cute was, why aren't we eating emu omelets?
Right? Their eggs are so big. I assume they don't taste good. I don't know. But, yeah. So all three eggs did actually hatch. They survived.
Aww.
And he runs a sanctuary, I think, of some kind. Where...
Well, let's check out the... Go ahead.
Where he like, just has a bunch of different... I don't know if it's a bunch of different things. I think it's just birds, because, you know, a chick called Albert, that doesn't seem like he has anything else, but maybe, I don't know.
Right.
But, you know, you can see he's got these tiny little eggs, and he hatches these tiny little things, and then he has some things...
A chicken raise a duck.
Just some weird stuff. And it's really educational. He's not necessarily saving animals, although, I don't know, maybe these animals might not have done very well where they were. But he is educating people about birds, which I don't know that that's super popular or common.
Right.
Look at that tiny little thing.
Still, I know, it's very, very, very small. He's got some members only videos too. That's interesting. What's his first video?
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
8 years
How
ago.
It all started.
Okay, let's watch that real quick.
49 seconds worth. Oh, those are so good. Quail eggs. Wait, you can hatch quail eggs? Nuh-uh.
No way.
No way. 1 out of 12? So it actually was... Wow, I didn't expect any of them to be hatchable.
Oh.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Me.
Wow. Okay. Got it.
Yeah.
Cute. No wonder.
Now you understand everything. Right.
I understand that subscriber number for sure.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And it's cool that there's a why I do what I do article as well.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a video, but I guess there's a description on it. And we don't have to watch it, but it's not quite an article.
I just like that he referenced Earthlings. Like, there is a bit of a similarity there, because his first line of his description is, if you look carefully, you see how amazing and sweet every fellow Earthling really is, right? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. 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 Absolutely. Okay.
Gotta go over here to see these gifts. What's poppin'? You guys are silly.
So, we, I think, have had an episode-length episode.
Yes.
Are there any final thoughts you want to say about these YouTube channels?
No, but I do you want me to start in on my thank you spiel?
Does that happen before I do my thing?
Yes,
I guess it does, doesn't it? Okay, yeah, go right ahead.
So I just want to thank Sturge and Ben for being part of the live recording. If you, dear listener, would like to join into the live action fun, visit themonsterrally.com. We've got Spotify links to episodes, article links, merch, all this good stuff. But more importantly, you can get your invite to the Alley's Discord server and join us in the stage channel every week. Well, except for when we're in the off season. Visit themonsterrally.com today, right now. It'll make us super happy, and as a bonus, you'll get a thanks, just like this, at the end of each episode.
Yep. So thank you, dear listener, for coming along with us on our Hidden Egg special episode, Between the Seasons. We really appreciate your time, your attention, your ears, and now your eyes.
Sturge less amused. Sorry.
What?
I said Sturge seemed less amused by our YouTube channels.
Sturge has certain standards, and those standards are Mr. Beast. Who can blame him, really?
That's true.
I kind of figured that was where it was going to go.
Sorry I interrupted you.
Standards are not Mr. Beast. I got it. My apologies for the opposite. I'm eternally mortal, and I hope you find smiles this day.
And I'm the Accidental Monster. You can find us both on Medium.com or on TheMonsterAlley.com. And follow yourself, always.